I'm going to give them a rap. Play day. Sar Shiva. Alright, so on Pesach, you have to be able to answer two questions. We do Bedikah, we do Bithel. So one question is, if we do Bithel, what do we need Bedikah for? So that we answered on that Pesach and out. If you do Bithel, what do you need Bedikah for? So Pesach said, Shem Yechlenu. And Rashi said, Kutabai Rabbi Matzei, whatever shot we had in Rashi. This Gemara is saying the reverse. Okay, there it's talking about if you do Bithel, why Bedikah is not good. This Gemara says, if you do Bedikah alone, what do you need Bithel for? Who needs the Bithel? My time, who needs a Bithel? Imeim, Mishum Pirurim. If you're going to say, because you're worried that there are some crumbs that you didn't find, Halei Chashivi. What does it mean, Halei Chashivi? That's what she said. No, she doesn't say. What does it mean, Halei Chashivi, and therefore...
You don't need it.
And therefore... So therefore, you don't need... Question, therefore you don't need why? If you say, therefore you don't need Bithel and Bedikah is enough, is that shot? You don't need Bithel to make it hefker because it's hefker anyway. So do I need Bedikah for it? What's the argument I say? Do I need to do Bedikah for these crumbs? Why? You did a Bedikah. So what's it say? I buy the Tashivato, it is same from Peru and Halei Chashivi, and therefore what? Halei Chashivi, and therefore it can't be why I need a Bithel, because since they're not Chashav, so it's explaining why. So you need Bedikah for Pirurim or not?
No.
You don't need Bedikah for Pirurim. How do you see from this Gemara you don't need Bedikah for Pirurim? If you said the other way, I would answer you the other way. But how do you see from this Gemara? We're trying to figure out what's the question in the Gemara. You see from this Gemara you don't need Bedikah for Pirurim? Why are there Pirurim? Because you missed them, you're afraid you missed them Pirurim. Why do you look for them? Why? Couldn't find them. Do you need Bedikah for Pirurim or not? What? I'm afraid it might still be there, right? I'm afraid there's still Bedikah. Now the question is, do I have to do a Bedikah in the first place for Pirurim? You said no. How do you see that from this Gemara? Halei Chashivi, and therefore the Bakum Memela. So if the Bakum Memela, is that enough? If the Bakum Memela, do I have to do Bedikah to the Bakum Memela? What should that depend on? If you do Bithel, why do you have to do Bedikah? For crumbs, it's like you did a Bithel. Bakum Memela. Why? So therefore, that's what it should depend on. That's exactly what it should depend on. What's Pshat Megamari Hemishim Purim Halei Chashivi? Pshat is it's buckled by itself. So certainly the Gemara is saying it's buckled by itself, and therefore it makes no sense to do Bethel. It makes sense in the Chayfam to do Bethel. But how is the Gemara looking at the Purim Megabi Bedikah? Yeah. It could be that it could be assumed that in every house, no matter how much you clean, they're going to be Purim.
Either you're going to check and you're going to find it, or you're not going to find it.
Maybe. There is Shemim Sefurim. Selamai, so fear
us. You don't have to do
Bedikah.
You see that you don't have to do
Bedikah. So
maybe I
have to do Bedikah. The Gemara is assuming that there are Bedikah Ruin there. That's what you're saying. It's a little hard. What was that happening? I don't have to do Bedikah, but I do have to do Bedikah. What's the logic to that? And people like you have to do. So it's the Gemara's kasha. So what's the logic to it? Kol
Hashivi.
So that's what it depends on. Now, first you should know that I think most of you have seen it already. That Rav Moshe learns up shot in the Gemara that, like most of you were saying, Kol Hashivi and it talks about Nivadika. Kol Hashivi, it's nothing. We don't care about it. Like Hashivi means you don't need the dikki, you don't need the, we're not involved in worrying about the urim. And that the Chazei Nish learns that Holei Hashivi, so it's bottled by itself. There's no reason to do bittul. That explains bittul. But the dikkan be yours, so that you start to do it, you start to get rid of all the crumbs. So what the ladies talk about the Chazei Nish? No? Ladies talk about Chazei Nish, and the Rabbanim pass them like the Ramesha, and therefore... Bedika. Well, we're talking about Bedika. Bedika you certainly don't need. That Chazei Nish is neither. If you
get
Bedika, why do you need Bedika? That's a Kashi, right? Bedika, why do you need Bedika?
Why do you need
Bedika?
What do you think then?
It's not chashiv, therefore it's bottled by itself. So therefore it has to do with it. Bedika? Chazon says bedika. Bedika is not to do. Why do you have to do bedika? I'm just doing a shot in the Gemara. What's the telling in Sephara? Let's talk about both. But let's just, you have to have what this depends on. This really depends. Because it's not kosher, nobody cares about it. Good, so why? So the question we have to ask ourselves, and we're judging, do you have to do bedika for piruim? We have to ask that for ourselves, every time you do bittul, if you did a bittul, why do you have to do bedika for? If I did a bittul, so I'm not going to be a viral, it's happened. Why do you have to do bedika? What's the answer to that question? Rashi and Taisa on Beis Hamidrash. Taisa said, show me your plate, you might come to eat it. So according to Tosis, does it make sense by Piruim? Show me your plate. What?
No.
Not going to come to eat the crumbs. So according to Tosis, it's the starter like the Grishmash, like a relationship. That you should not need, the whole reason you need a Bedika, the buckle already, the only thing is show me your plate. So what are you worried about? What about Rashi Shita? Rashi said that if you do bittul, you still need bedika. The Ran said the part is that maybe when you're mavakel these crumbs, you don't do it for life shalom. You really want it. But crumbs, you can't say that. Right? If you got pitzer, right? I've done for life shalom. It's not something chashuv. On crumbs, what are you going to be chashuv? Yeah, I didn't do it for life shalom. Well, like the Tosis Yantiv said, I'll find it on Yantiv and I'll have charaka. That causes a shayit. So Rashi Shita also would seem to follow, like the Nigush Meshach, that there's no reason in the world to require bedika on crumbs. Because Manashah, right Taisa Shah Yechlan, it was not Shah Shah Yechlan. Right Rashi, because you might have charata from your bittul on crumbs, you have charata on your bittul for a few crumbs. So it makes sense. So the name, it would follow that, like Ramesh, that there should be no reason to do bedika for crumbs. Why should the person have to look for crumbs? What? Yeah, but why should the chayshu can eat it? Why should the chayshu person can eat it? Because he has crumbs. Shabbi Akbaru means I might take it and eat it. That it might travel through the air to my mouth. That's why should the chayshu can eat it? What? Rashi said, "By Rabbi Moshe, the man says he might have find chametz and have charata from his bittul, or maybe he won't be mivat." Taisa Yantiv says charata. The man said he won't be mivat the yafa yafa. He won't be mivat the blade shalom. And a chametz, of course, he's mivat. The man says it's automatically done. There's the chayyim can bring a right to the Chazon Ish, because the Gemara later says that if you find chametz on Pesach, Messiah is Zerah Lulah. Find chametz, so you could burn it, or you could be Messiah, you could crumb it up and throw it to the wind. So, that's a raya that crumbing it up by itself is not adequate. You're making it into a little piruin. The fire air, you can make piruin out of it. The side of the rock, you throw it to the wind or you throw it to the north. Why is it enough just to be the fire air? To make it into tiny crumbs. The chayra, the tzaraya, that piruim is not enough. So the Moshe answers, what is the answer? The Moshe said is that once it's in the fire, making crumbs is not a way out. If it started Pesach as crumbs, it's bubble the metal. But to take something which is already chametz, it's a chametz, and just to make it into tiny pieces, that's not adequate to be mevarech. That's not adequate to destroy it. Yes, to destroy it. What?
Because the
other is okay. Yes.
The point is that you have to destroy it, and by turning it into your room, maybe it's taking it out of the same color, but it's not destroying it, as opposed to running it.
It's likely that that's a Ramesh means. I should explain clearly that. That's one thing that I think we have to be clear, that piruim here is not necessarily less than a kazayis. It could be, especially the old big kazayis, you know. The kazayis is a half a masa, so a third of a masa. Piruim is crumbs, right? So this is sheer of kazayis, yeah, would be a good stuff. That's a sheer of crumbs also, you think. When we're talking about crumbs, we're probably talking about what the Gemara says. That's Mimela Bakli. Anything that any normal human being would say is Mimela Bakli, and that it has no Hashiva. The Chazayish writes, what? That's definitely a big chunk. It's all... The mice that we're talking about, small pieces, the Gemara's lesson is, that everyone would agree, it's not conscious. So one Cheerio, a person might put in his mouth, but crumbs a person would put. The Chazay Nish goes very far. The Chazay Nish does not bring any rayas, really, that it's awesome. He just says, there's no rayas in the Gemara that it's nothing. And he goes further, he says, that you have to build a mechitza, a sara, in front of Pirurim, just like in front of any chametz that needs a mechitza and a sara. And he says that you have to check your sfarim. Sfarim that you use during the year could have crumbs in them. Some people are very mapped not to use the sfarim during the year for this pashash. He says sfarim shouldn't. He also not only that, but if you go to Bnei Brak, the sfarim they don't check. They put a mechitzas hasara in front of them. They take these rolls of brown paper and they put it in front of the bookcases. I mean, they put a mechitzas hasara. They take out a few sfarim that they clean out, and the rest of them, they put a mechitzas hasara in front of them. The tremendous finish of the Chazay Nish. What?
Okay.
I don't know they do it in all shows. It could be where you happen to go. I don't think the places I drive in never did it. She doesn't do it. Depends, you know, those are Machmir or Mach. But some shows they serve Shal Shudis in the shul itself, and it's Paka because of Shash. Further, the Chazay says even more. The Chazay Nish says that crumbs, shalva lava pesach, have a din of a knas. Chumash shalva lava pesach, and these crumbs. It's not a big deal. We don't mind if it's a knas, but just look at Hechon Advar Magi, and the Chazay Nish holds that there is din of chumash shalva lava pesach, that you know that have enough from the crumbs that were of alayim of pesach. And he uses a lashon lechokul chachamim. Chazal is like a light plug. It seems that he holds that it's a light plug. That you're right. There's no gzeirah shaviyach lent on crumbs. The light plug. Chazal said that you have to do bedika and bittul, and that goes on all chametz. If a light plug, and you have to do bedikah on all chametz. That's the only way I can understand as far as the Chazon Ish. To say he holds that v'chayish shema yavei la'echlay is a big, it's a big finish. Yeah. Light plug. Now he doesn't say clearly if the reason he holds you need bedikah is because of a light plug. That he doesn't explain. But the only way I can understand is that why should you need bedikah for crumbs? Because of which shash. The only way I can understand is that he holds it to light plug. Otherwise, the Ramesha seems to be right by that Rashi and by that Taisus.
Why is the Rashi?
Because the way the Rav explained Rashi, the way Taisus Yantim explained Rashi, it's all because either you have Charata from your Bittul, or because you're not going to be talking about Shalim, but those Chashashas don't apply here. The place can bring either Taisus, or Rashi and Aran, or Rashi and Taisus Yantim. But those are the reasons that I brought down in Halacha. All those reasons seem not to apply. That's the problem. That was Tais Kasha Rashi. Once he did Biffle, why is that adequate? So we have to answer Rashi that somehow the Biffle won't be a good Biffle, and that's why we need Tashbis. That's why we need Biffle. All those reasons that we seem to have given don't seem to apply. It's hard to know how to pass him. However, the graph that the Chazainish brings down. The Gra is going on a Gemara and then Hey on his Hey. The Gemara and then Hey says that if a person is doing bedika and in his he finds little pieces of dough are in his house, so he has to destroy the dough. So the Gemara says that even his mixing bowl where he makes his doughs, you have two pieces of dough. Shnei chaseri zeisim. So the Gemara says if the two chaseri zeisim are connected by a chut shel basek, if some dough, two little pieces of dough connected by a string of dough, then if you pick it up, it won't get picked up together. Gemara says chayav levar. Gemara says if not, you don't have to be levar. Furthermore, Amar Ula, that's only in the mixing, in the trowel, in the mixing place where you mix it up. If you have little pieces of dough on the floor, say if they finish making masses, there are pieces of dough on the floor. Zabdula, if you would sweep them together, they would stick to each other and they would become a kazayas. So therefore, you're required to clean up these little pieces of dough to be revived them from your house. Because if you sweep them together, they'll stick to each other and they'll become one clump of a kazayas. The Gra says, Hoyevation. If it wouldn't be dough that sticks to each other, it would be dry crumbs in the house, like you have any place in the house where you don't make doughs, but you're afraid that in the bedroom or in the playroom there are crumbs, you're not worried about dough, you're worried about crumbs. So if I say to that Gemara that you don't have to worry about crumbs, because they're not going to stick together if you sweep them together. So the Gra says that from that Gemara is a raya that it is not necessary to do biur on crumbs unless there's a shash, they'll sweep them and they'll end up stick to each other. So it's a fish Gra like the Moshe. And the Chazanish is mighty the Gra that way, he's not me on it. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gra, which means that we have now the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah, and Moshe will hold. Like what's probably the more pashut pshat in this Gemara, that piruim do not require.
Who's
the black? Well, there are some chazanishes that others hold makbid for. And the chazanishes are best yachid. So then, in Bnei Brak they're makbid, and outside Bnei Brak they're mad. I can't tell you what the. Seems to me that most people seem to be makbid on cleaning for crumbs. I don't know why.
Yes, don't know.
I have someone in the shul who's a washing machine repairman. And tell me his busiest time is right before Pesach, because people put Legos in the washing machine. and little pieces get stuck in the machinery, and you have to come and clean it out. So people wash their leggings. I don't know. And ladies will take Q-tips and go through all the holes in the leggings. That being chayshish
chazanish. But they just don't know. They're not supposed to check.
Maybe they, I don't know, but whatever it is, the Lamaise is they're doing like a Hazanesh, but the Lamaise disagrees. There's a raya, there's a kasha on the Hazanesh from a Sif in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the top and very stiff test. There's a case which we are going to have in Yitzhak Hashem of that if somebody has a big block of dough, or a chum, it's not that dough, any chum. And he smears it around with tit. He wants to make a seed out of it. So he takes some plaster and he smears all around with plaster, a big block of chametz, and he makes a seed out of it. And it's a yichbe the yeshiva, and he makes it a seed. So you're allowed to hold that on Pesach. Because smearing it with tit and being miyachid the yeshiva is a type of bittul. It's a bittul, you're being mevakel the aspect of chametz. I'm not interested in mitzvah achila. What? Could be, but I'm not bayatim. But at any rate, there's such a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Now, we have to understand this sif. It's true. How does it work? From the mice, it works. There, we see the Mishnah Berurah, they asks that taka shmearing with tit is like bittul. But bittul is not enough on Pesach. We need bittul and bedika, and beer. Mishnah Berurah answers, no. Bittul is enough when there's no chashash on the other life left. Bittul is enough if there's no chashash on eat it. If there's miyachid at the yeshiva, there's no chashash on eat it. So in the name of there's no problem. That's also a raya that once you do bittul, if there's no chashash on the other life left, there's no further requirement. Alright, so if we start here, everything will be very, very clear. We have two shittas. And it seems the overwhelming majority of Paiskim holds, not like the Chazaynish, as a matter of fact, it's hard to find clearly in the Paiskim like the Chazaynish, and everything will be fine. But there's another path. There's another Igris Naisha. This one is an Archaim Gimel, Simen Nun Zayin. In that Shuva, Ramesh has a different Shaila. He has a Shaila about the Chametz in your garbage can. The sanitation department is not fit to collect the Erev Yontif. Here, Ramesh had the Shaila, why don't you have chametz in your garbage can? Do you have to be mevar of that? You're going to have to burn your chametz, and you realize there's chametz in the garbage can. Is that a problem or not? So Ramesh says, well, what would you say? How would you analyze it?
It's not
and therefore it's my
chametz.
It's like you're mevatlet. No, Ramesh says even if it's a kazayis, even if it's someone cleaned off the table and there was a half-eaten Danish, you know, kids always eat it from all around, so nobody else could eat much left over, and you threw the Danish into the garbage. So now, so Ramesh says, like you were saying, that it's like crumbs. He says, my God, I'm a tiburit. It's no worse than crumbs, even though it's bigger than a kazayis. But who did it? No, it is, you did bittul. Of course, if you didn't do bittul, it would be a problem. But you did bittul. 1 second. He says you did bittul. And once you did bittul, that should be enough. Why is bittul not enough? Because Shemi Yavim Eichlai, like Tysus. But Rashi, because maybe you won't be Mavakwa Yahweh B'lev Shalom. So Moshe says, what's the problem? There's no Cheshash Shemi Yavim Eichlai, because people today don't take food out of garbage cans and eat them. And there's no chashash of you won't be mevatel yafa. So Moshe says it's no problem. No. But then he says, what?
It's not even true anyway. It's just like the equivalent of
season of the season. You put it in the season of the garbage.
It's not like we're in the
bottom. Okay, maybe instead of appearance, it's in the garbage. Listen, so it's bigger. But the bottom line is the same thing. The bottom line is that it's part of the neighbor. And there's no shash on the other life.
You can open the garbage can
on Yantis,
you can look in there.
So who cares if you look at half the chametz? You can walk on Fifth Avenue and look at chametz too.
Pizza, and you're not
going
there on
Yantis. You
can look in the pizza.
But there's no chiv mechitza according to Ramesh. It's really not chiyuv mechitza because there's no chashash in the other barakah. But then Rav Moshe writes, Afal Pi Kein, there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch that says that if you threw chametz to the place where birds, the chater, where birds are shkiach to come to eat it, and they didn't eat it up, chayiv levar. You threw out crumbs to the bird. The bird didn't eat it, so you should be levar. So Moshe says, if it says that in Shulchan Aruch, the maisa, you should be mevar the chametz. So it's a little bit of a problem that we're all of a sudden Moshe makes an about face. The whole time he's saying crumbs are nothing, and the first part of his tshuva he said this is like crumbs, it's nothing. But Moshe says, after he came, we find such a halacha that you should get rid of chametz. So you should get rid of, even if it's not shayish, we have a ba'ichlah. So get rid of it. Seems to be a steer of the two chooses. Why did he say anything about the crumbs? There's one basic difference between the two cases, the two chooses. What's the difference?
The person gives the birds the crumbs, that was the difference.
And still you have to burn it.
But by over here, it's not using
the birds.
That is
actually
biblical, isn't
it? And the other one also. I'm both attached to the other one.
But it comes enough in the water that someone's in the figure and
bring it through.
What was the first truth of that?
You mean
the first one not being bothered. You're running about it. You
mean the first one. You're
talking about the floor and the faucet?
Yeah, the
first season. If you put it in a nice container, you'll be right. But if you zark the faucet, you just threw it out on the floor and in the yard.
Why would that be a
difference
than going to the wind? Obviously,
it's going to the birds. Going
to the birds. To have the birds. So
we're saying
that the
destroying
is
going to the
wind.
Going to
the birds is obviously
a difference. Well, because
maybe
you still have a
dot
on it.
You mean
going to
the animals.
You
mean
going to the animals. Because you want it for the birds. You want it for the birds. So then it's not the same as the garbage can.
I need to first.
All right, that's what I'm saying.
Right? I need to hear us. Yeah?
Yeah? You take a broom and you collect. It's such a thing. That's right. That's right. The other rough means it's got to go. It's got to fly over.
So true. We're talking about Vedika. It's talking about running.
The thing is this. Ramesha holds that the bird is similar to the garbage can. Bird is similar to the garbage can. And Ramesha holds that a garbage can, the attacker should take the chametz. And if you don't burn it, you should at least take it out of the garbage can and put it out on the curb. Not in Yerusha. So what's the difference between the first truva? Well, you said crumbs, you can leave the crumbs in your house, you don't have to do anything about it. And the second truva, where you said that a garbage can, that even though mikra adin, it's okay, but lemaisa, you should get rid of it. So there's a basic difference between the two truvas. The first truva is talking about bedika, looking for the chametz, for the crumbs. The second truva is talking about dior, when you know it's there and you have to destroy it. Nikar Adin, both are fine. When you know it's there and the Shailas do have to do beer, so that Rav Moshe says that you should do a beer anyway. If you know it's there. But a bedika, that's what Moshe says you don't have to do. That he says is Agamara. That when Agamara says that they're Halei Chashivi, the Gemara says we don't care about them at all. We go look for them. We don't have to look for them. We don't have to bickle. We don't have to. Who cares? So if you're talking about unknown chametz, looking for crumbs, that is everything we discussed too. If you know about chametz, to get rid of chametz you know about, that the second tshuva, even then, Nikra, then you wouldn't have to, but Lamaisa, Rav Moshe says to be Mavar, chametz that you know about.
Yes.
Okay, that's the thing that you do have. You don't know about the specific crimes, that's bedika. Search. What? Why do you have to do bedika? It's Manila Batli. You should be asking the other way. Even if you know where it is, why do you have to do beer? That's a chumra.
You're
I already don't have any homicide insurance. Why am I in the hearing?
I don't follow which case you're asking. You're asking the case of the Padika or the garbage? The garbage, yeah.
You're ready to know this is not your
life. That's right.
Because if not,
right.
You did it.
That's right.
Then why do you have to do beer? See, the whole reason of beer is
just because... Logically, you shouldn't have to do beer. So Rosh says that it's like the Rav of the Mill, so we find that if you find such a Chumra, so if you should do a Chumra. It's a Chumra. But that Chumra... Ramesh says, by chametz yadua, you know you have chametz to do beer. He's not saying it in the case of chametz that you don't know about. Go look for chametz. That he's not saying. Yeah, the raya from the Gemara is why you don't need beer. And what Ramesh is saying is only after chumra. Not mikra din, it doesn't need beer. Mikra din, it doesn't need beer. And the raya from the Gemara, it doesn't need beer. The raya from the Gemara, it doesn't need beer. The Moshe deal is machmir, the skhura. I'm just saying that it's not a sira because by the dika he's not machmir.
He
probably held it a gra. I know. Yeah. And the Moshe calls it a chumra. I don't know. I don't know how widespread the chumra is in which case. But I can tell you these are the basic rules for. Now, obviously, on your table that you plan to eat on, you have to clean crumbs. Because if you're going to put your food down on your table, there's a trash every other lifestyle. Or the cabinets in which you're going to put your dishes, or your paper, like a silverware, that you have to clean out a crumb, because there's trash every other lifestyle. There's a big difference in the house between places where there are crumbs and it might come lachima, and places where there's no reason to think it'll come lachima. There's no reason to think if there are crumbs under your bed, that you might come to eat if I'm under your bed. Right on your cabinets are here. So that's the stuff. Everybody would agree that you have to clean out every bit. But we're talking now about doing the digging in the house, so that it's not necessary. Okay, the Gemara asks, the Chitayma, Kiva Niminta Luhu Agatay Se Chashivi. Maybe you're going to want to say that it's Chashiv. Why is it Chashiv? Because I lock my house every night. So I want to protect my jewelry, my silverware, no one should steal it. For Tanya, Saifei Te'enim. And the Shamas to them, the Arabians, if it's after the season, what are Te'enim? It's the end of the season of figs. And the Shamas to them, the Arabians. And you're watching your field because there are good grapes there. So there are some old Te'enim, half-ripe Te'enim in the tree that you don't care about. But you lock your field every night because you have grapes in the same field. Or say if you have name Shamus Bed, name Lies, or they are leftover grapes that you don't care about. And you're watching your field because of whatever you have there, these gourds, the cucumbers or pumpkins, it depends on which translation you look at. But you look at these things, Mikshayas and Mid Lies, the later vegetables that I pick later. This man Shabbat, I is Makbar al Ayam. If the Baal Bais is makbid on what? On the hip right thing. Asur mishum gezel chayav in the mais. This man shayin Baal Bais makbid on the mishum gezel p'tum in the mais. So therefore we see what? Why are we bringing this down? To show things you're not makbid on your house. Even though you lock your house, they still have a din of hefker, and anybody can come into your house. Someone walks into your house and takes the crumbs. He has a right to take the crumbs. You can't stop. What? Well, see, someone walks into your house and he picks up a crumb, and you say, no, give it back. So you can't even right to say that. It's happening.
You're saying he comes
to
the house because of the
crumbs,
so you want to throw him back.
So
what are you doing
in your house? It comes in with permission. If you're a repairman, you're fixing the washing machine, you find the crumb. So, that's the Gemara. What? If he's in the then you're right. And crumbs, we say, everybody's in the mafid. Now, this Gemara happens to be a Yisrael stick with Gabe Hilchus Trumas and Maestris, because there's a. You know that Hefka's part of an Maestris. Why is Hefka part of a Maestris?
Who's again?
What? Whoever takes it. Whoever eats the Hefka. As soon as you claim him in a Hefka. Why don't you have to give Maisa? So the reason is because it says in the Torah, in the Parsha of Maisa, it says, Uvah HaLevi, the Levi will come and he'll manayin his Maisa. So it's only something which the Levi had no right to till then. But if it was already in the kayach of the Levi to get it beforehand, it was another hefker. So that's not included in Ubah HaLevi. The Mirat and anything that was hefker, the Levi could have gotten any. And now, and therefore, the it's part of the Mirat.
Of course, I have a big bill, so I think one situation, you could quickly say, I'll make an effort, and then...
We have to affront the three people. So get three people in wheelchairs that he's faster than them, yeah, then he could do it. But if... So Pata is Pata. There's a Chakira in a number of Achrayim. One is in the Atike Yam, Sinuchavav. The paragraph that starts the Nistapakti. When we're Mamayit Hefka for Meiser, is it necessary? Is it because Hefka is always part of for Meiser? Well, Hefka is part, it's a halakha, the Hefka part. Or does it have to be a Hefka that the lady could get to? Or do you need the payel that the lady could have gotten to it? Logically, I might argue. That's not enough to say it's hefker if the lady can't get there. If you're going to be mafka something in your locked house, so Svara might tell me that that's chayav b'maisus because the lady couldn't get there. The truth is, Afi Svara, maybe you'll argue it should be that way. He says the chiddush of this braisa is the din of seife ta'enim is that even though the lady can't get there, the field is locked all around and the lady can't get in. There's no way to get in. I thought he came. Once it's hefker, it's part of an amasis. That's the chiddush. Because logically I would say, lady, you need to prepare that the lady could come. You say, no. My lady teaches you a din of hefker. It's a din of hefker. All hefker is part of an amasis.
Because
the lady doesn't have a right. What?
Oh, because the lady doesn't have
a right. So from this, he asks Akasha on there's a marit, a truest marit. The marit asks, is a pasuk in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, we run out of a pasuk, that the Shemitah year you don't have to give trumas and maestros. The man makes a drasha that there are no trumas and maestros on Shemitah. So what's the kasha? The Marid asks, why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a pasuk that Shemitah, you're part of a Trumas and Maisus? It's Hefker. Hefker is part of a Trumas and Maisus. What do I need a pasuk for? So the Marid answers, no, you do need a pasuk. Because I would think if during the Shemitah year, you have someone who's, it's not for him. He locks up his field, he doesn't let anybody in. So you would think, it's Chayav, not Hefker. It's kind of Shumas HaMaisus. So therefore, I have a pasuk to tell you, Shmita is part of Shumas HaMaisus, period. It doesn't matter if the owner is master it, if the owner is not master it, Shmita is part of Shumas HaMaisus no matter what. So the Maharit says, if I would only have the pasuk Uba HaLevi, I wouldn't know this. I wouldn't know that Shmita year. I wouldn't know Hefker. I wouldn't know if someone's not master it. So... Kamash will under pasuk that on Shmita the pasuk of Shumas HaMaisus even if the owner is not master. So we see that Marit holds that Hefker has to be Hefker b'paya. That Marit holds the opposite of the Mashmaya of the Gemara. That Marit is saying that the Torah of Hefker is only if you actually are master. That in the Shmita year you're not master your field, so it's not Hefker. So I would think it's higher than Shumas HaMaisus. I need a new pasuk. The Marit is saying that if you have something hefker and you guard your field, that it's higher than Shumas HaMaisus all the time, except for Shemitah. Just for Shemitah is a special pasuk. That would seem to be the reverse of the mashmaos of this of the chiddush of this bride. This bride's chiddush is that you're pasuk from Shumas HaMaisus even though you lock the door. And the Marit seems to say the reverse. That really, if you lock the door, you're chayav in Shumas HaMaisus. Just by Shemitah is a special part. So it's a very strong kasha on the merits in this Gemara. Yes.
Shemitah?
Okay, I didn't try to get into it, but you're right. The Mechassinuch has a clair on Shemitah. If I have a field of Shemitah, do I have a mitzvah to be master? Or is the Torah master the field? We're assuming that the Torah is master all fields of Shemitah. Could be that my writ holds that the Torah is not master the field. You have a mitzvah to be master your field of Shemitah. If you choose not to be master, it is not hefker. So Mimela will be chayav and chumas and ma'isus if not for the pasuk. What you're saying could be a teretz. Okay, that's too much off track. I don't want to get that far. The main thing I wanted to do is to make the impression that this b'risa is a tremendous chiddush. This b'risa's chiddush is that hefker, which you didn't let anyone get to, I thought he came and put them chumas and ma'isus. That's the chiddush of the b'risa. Let's get back to Pesachim. Amar Rava, Gezer Hashem Yitzchak Luska Yafa V'Daitei Alavayu. Yeah, Hashem Yitzchak Luska Yafa. What are we afraid of? Again, you did Bittul. You did Bedika, rather. You did Bedika. Question is, why do Bittul? The answer is that what might happen, I might find a Gluska Yafa, and what will happen if I find a Gluska Yafa? What? And then I might want to eat it. So what is Bittul going to do for me? If I might want to eat it, it's not going to help for that. Let's see, Rashi says something like that. Rashi says, I say Aleha, Rashi says, Chashuva yiba enough. Mila Pesach. You find a good piece of chametz, it's chashuv. The chaser of the sarfa umasha from a rega echad. See, Rashi seems to say, "Well, not trying to read it. But for a minute, you'll forget yourself. You say, oh boy, you know, something good that I found." The nimsa over eleven by Rabbi Yimata. Again, Rashi doesn't say you might read it. I said you'll be over by Rabbi Yimata.
Rashi holds
it. Rashi holds.
Rashi doesn't hold
it.
You might do
because
you might eat it.
Rashi doesn't say you might eat it, which is not going to be right. So Rashi says, "If you ever buy a raw, buy a matzah." So what's wrong with this Rashi? What? If you what?
No, you won't. Only if you wait for a second.
Why is it only if you wait for a second? Because of the time. What is that? Wait a second, I don't wait a second. Okay, that's one way to learn, good. Alright, there's a question here as to why Rashi sticks in just waiting a minute. As a matter of fact, it's even a bigger problem. Because Tosfos argues, Tosfos forget about waiting a minute, just might find it. But there's a bigger problem, because there's a... If you have chametz sheni yadu in your house on Pesach, you don't know about it, but your child put a cookie in an unlikely place, and it's sitting there on Pesach, in your drawer. Are you ever by a rabbi, you must say? Maybe you're annoying, but are you ever by a rabbi, you must say? Tosfos on Chaf Aleph on Aleph 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 says that a chametz she'ina yadua is not ever by rabbi. A chametz that you don't know exists is no issa of by rabbi. It's called chametz she'ina yadua. You're not ever. When you find it, you'll be ever. Now, of course, that doesn't apply to a fashaya. Someone didn't do bedika. But if someone did a bedika, he searched in normal places. There's chametz she'ina yadua doing it now. The place that says, you're not ever. The tour disagrees. The tour says, you're either. You might be an either, but you're either. A chametz she'ina yadua. This Gemara appears to be a strong raya to Tosfos. Because the Gemara says, if you do bedika, you have to do bittul. Why? Shema yimsa luskayah. You might find it. Who cares if you find it? Gemara should say, Shema yesh luskayah. Who cares if you find it or not? Maybe when you did bedika, you missed the luskayah. If you missed the luskayah, you have to buy a rabbi. Why don't they shame Yimtzuk? Who cares if you find it? And Koshkin, who cares if you wait a minute? The Gemara should say, maybe there's a Gluski Yafa. And, why did the Gemara say that? So, maybe you missed it, and you're the Deacon, maybe you missed something. If you missed something, if you missed Pirurim, who cares? But maybe you missed Rabbi Yimtzuk. You have to say Shema Yimtzuk, you might find it. But according to the sheet of the Torah, that you're either anyway, then there's a Pela Atzum of Pshat and Dizgemara, why didn't you Shema Yimtzuk Goske Yafa? Who cares if Yimtzuk Goske Yafa? Shema Yesh Goske Yafa. Yeah.
There's no Torah blindness if you don't know that.
So, Rabbi Kiva Eger learns Pshat and Rashi this way. Rabbi Kiva Eger learns that, look, you did a bedikah, you did a good bedikah. If there's chametz in your house, you're an einus. Chazal is not going to make a takana of bibul to save you from an einus. You're an einus. Einus rachman apatre. Just like you check vegetables for bugs. You check it right, you eat it. Maybe there's a bug. So you do what a human being can do. So chametz in your house, you do a bedikah. So for maybe shema yesh gluska yafa, you're an einus. And not only that, but you might find it. So Rashi says, if you find it, you immediately pick it up without hesitation and you throw it out of the house, you're also an einus. What could you do? As soon as you found it, you got rid of it. Also you're an einus. Therefore Rashi says, Shema, you're going to be masha rega echa. Maybe for a moment you won't hit you with a chomer in you. And you wait a minute. And at that minute, you're not an einus. So the chayshish, there'll be a moment where you won't be an itis, and therefore we require it. This is where the Kiveiga learns Pshat in Rashi. And Rashi's saying that Shema, you'll wait a minute. Now Taisis didn't have to learn this way, because Taisis was Shitasai. Never had the problem, Taisis Chavishani is doing that either. Taisis says, Shema Yimtzuk, so if you find it, if it becomes chametz yiduah, fire it up. But if you don't like the Torah, you have a problem, because you're over all along. If you're over all along, you have to say a teretz, you're anonymous. So if you're anonymous, when you find it, you're anonymous. Yeah, but you're Shema Yishin, Rega Echad. You might wait a minute. So this Pshat in Rashi, besides that Pshat in Rashi, it would interrupt the Torah Shita. According to the Torah, will say, Chametz Sheni Yaduah Yitak Oiv, but that's your anitis. Elamai, why are we going to Shema Yitzhak Roshka Yafa? That is, because Shema Yisha Rega Echad. Let's first in my way.
The only reason why Chametz Sheni Yaduah is an anitis is because you did whatever you can. But
once
it's just a thing
I
said, though, that you could do, you're no longer
anitis. Rabbi Kiveiga says that. Rabbi Kiveiga says now that Chazal won the second Bittul, if you don't do Bittul, you're not an Oinus anymore. Strange thing. If Chazal would have never been Misak in Bittul, so if you have Chametz in your house, you're an Oinus. Once Chazal made it Chametz to do Bittul, he says nothing to do with the test of the Chametz Sheni Yaduah. Just, if you hold like the Torah, the Chametz Sheni Yaduah, you're either, to go to
Oinus. Not necessarily that, it's not because Chazal is back in the Bittul. Rashi says Shem Yishuv and you don't think that's natural.
Because of Sheva Yisha Chazal Misak and Bittul. Once there were Misak and Bittul. That's right. The reason your eyesight is because Sheva Yisha Regeach. Right? Kiveiga just adds this that once Chazal Misak and Bittul, if you heard the Bittul,
once Chazal Misak and Bittul, even if they weren't Misak, but they must be Bittul, it's still not being Bittul, it's still being Bittul, you know. If you're straight from your hand and feel, then you're not. Answer is, the Torah will tell you, I'm not afraid Shema Yesh Luska Yafa.
And that Aminaynus. I have to make a takana because maybe there's a dusky office. So it's that Aminaynus. So what are we chayshish for? The Rashi says, we're chayshish that you'll find it, you'll wait. The time that you're not an Aynus, you're not going to be an Aynus anymore. So that's why it's going to be a problem.
You see that on Monday,
you have to look into the carbon sample and we can talk about it. I had a problem with the carbon tunnel, so if it works that well, then we're not going to get into it. But this is how Rabbi Kivega explains this piece of Gemara. Okay, I guess we'll finish the Yom tomorrow.